This recording, Jiangsu 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When he got there was Omar with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before noon, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a difficult idea. First, she tried gentleness, joking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." My hometown is Qingtan in Changzhou, Jiangsu province. A long time ago, there were only local people there, but wars happened during the World War II, so many people from other places moved to my hometown Qingtan. So its dialect is very complex, including the local dialect and other dialects such as the Jiangbei dialect and Hubei dialect. There are 5 people in my family: my grandfather, grandmother, my father, my mother, and I. My grandfather was a teacher in the 19th century, and my grandmother and my father and mother are all farmers. 孔子, 论语, 夏而第一, 一纲一, 子亚, 夏而, 杀夏子, 不亚亚父, 一纲二, 有朋之勇访来, 不亚乐父, 一纲三, 能不子而不愠, 不亚君子父, 为政第二, 二纲二, 子亚, 思先波, 一牙以逼子, 鸭死无暇, 二纲七, 子游问孝, 子鸭, 今之孝者, 四位能养, 至于重马, 皆能有养, 不惊, 何以不亚父, 子鸭, 思其所与, 观其所由, 察其所愿, 能以收灾, 能以收灾, 能以收灾,